Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Randy Batson,
a graduate of the Bachelor of Arts in History and Masters of Arts and Heritage Studies programs of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this day, January 4th, 1686, the Barbados Assembly passed a law that was designed to impose restrictions on the living conditions of convicts brought to the island from England. This law laid out very strict provisions for ensuring that political prisoners landing in Barbados were served 10 years on the sugar plantations. There were provisions to prevent them from leaving the island and from obtaining their freedom through marriage, with heavy penalties for women involved. According to the legislation, women who married these rebel convicts were to be fined £2,000 sterling and given a 6 month prison sentence. Thus, according to one contemporary, the conditions of these rebels was, by this act, made as bad, if not worse, than the Negroes. The transportation of prisoners to Barbados was not new. It had been done during the English Civil War 30 years earlier. In 1685, after the Monmouth Rebellion launched to overthrow James II, some 400 of the Duke of Monmouth's supporters were taken prisoner and transported to Barbados. The Barbadian planters, eager to obtain labor for the booming sugar industry, seized the opportunity to admit these rebels and pass legislation to ensure that their labor was fully exploited. One of these rebels, Henry Pitman, after serving 15 months, managed to escape from the country. He noted that he was ill-treated by his master, who hit him about the head with a cane and placed him in the stocks for 12 hours. According to Jill Shepherd, Pitman's diet included 5 pounds of salt Irish beef or salt fish a week, and Indian or Guinea corn ground on a stone and made into dumplings. The treatment of these convict rebels was of great concern to the governor, who made representation to the British government on their behalf. The Act of 1686 was repealed on March 17, 1691, and the rebel convicts were freed from their servitude. However, according to Shepherd, they could not leave without the king's permission and were made to serve in the island's militia. Thus, the dreadful condition of these convict rebels in Barbados stemmed from a very harsh law passed on this day, January 4th, 1686.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.